This is the Music Mentor Podcast.
What is going on, my friends? This is Demian, your host of the Music Mentor Podcast, and welcome to episode number 219. Today is going to be one of those episodes that is a little self-righteous and self-centered, and it has to do with the EP that I just released last week. And I kind of wanted to go over a little bit of the process that I went through, some of the obstacles that I faced, some of the self-imposed adversity that I had to overcome, and some of the enjoyable parts of this whole thing, which are obviously all of them in my experience, thankfully. But anyhow, before I get started, as always, I want to give a shout out to the wonderful companies that I endorse: Zildjian Cymbals, Vader Drumsticks, LP Percussion, Remo Drumheads, Gibraltar Hardware, Simpad Accessories, Yuka Tape, U-Basis by Kala Brand, Nirvana Handpans, specifically their Acolyte model, and last but not least, Ultimate Ears in-ear monitors. And when you are ready to jump back into the real world, and if you want to sort of upgrade your in-ear game, if you want to step it up, if you want to enjoy the best listening experience of your life, I encourage you to check out Ultimate Ears in-ear monitors. And if you like what you see, you have a couple of options when you're ready to purchase anything. You can go in person and see my friend Joe Lester and tell him I sent you at the Ultimate Ears offices in LA at the Third Encore Complex whenever they open up again. And of course, you can do that online. But if you do order stuff online, you can email Joe at ultimateaudiojoe@gmail.com and you give him the code DA20 and you will get a 20% discount across the board. So check it out. So I cannot begin this episode about the EP without speaking a little bit more about the instrument that made it happen for me. And I've spoken a little bit about this in previous episodes, but I kind of wanted to go a little bit in depth, because for all those people out there that feel like there is some sort of obstacle as far as your creativity and your songwriting, if you've always wanted to do that, I think one of the answers, or one of the things that could help you battle that, is trying to find an instrument that allows you to express yourself melodically more than others. And I always struggle with that because I never felt confident with my melody writing. And it wasn't until, you know, I want to say I found the handpan, and as esoteric as it sounds, I want to say that the handpan found me. And it was a wonderful sort of introduction to that world through meeting Jay, the owner and builder of Nirvana Handpans, by answering an ad on Craigslist when I was looking for collaborating with musicians in that world. I was feeling very low of energy and inspiration, and I just went on Craigslist and I typed in handpan percussion. And there were a couple of guys looking for a percussionist in LA, and I went over to their place and I met them and I hung out with them, and we jammed. And next thing you know, I found out that he was a master builder, and he was kind enough to let me borrow one of his handpans. And when I came home, immediately it was one of those instruments that started literally singing and figuratively speaking as well. And I just started recording things and I started memorizing these patterns and these melodies. And I was creating through percussion, because of the way the instrument is built, I was creating melodies that to me felt expressive and felt catchy and were easy enough for me to remember, and so on and so forth. And then I started becoming more interested in recording, in trying to not depend on anybody else and waiting for a producer and waiting for somebody else's creative input. And I just felt like, wait, I have all these ideas and all these things inside me. Why don't I just try to put them down and try to record them? So I did. In my very precarious way, I started producing myself and learning a little bit about production and Logic and working with my audio interfaces and mic placements and so on and so forth. And I just started recording little by little. Parallel to this, there was a friend of mine that I had lost touch with. His name is Ryan Morse. And I hadn't seen him since he left college in 2003. and I ran into him at NAMM a couple of years ago. And when we started talking about our lives and our music, I started telling him about my music with a handpan. And he was really interested in the instrument, and he asked me a little bit about the project. And we really sort of connected in why, or the theme of one of those songs that was called Hippocampus, or is called Hippocampus, the second song on the track. And we geeked out on the fact that it was written, or it was inspired by Dr. Blasey Ford, who testified against now Supreme Court Judge Brett Kavanaugh about her alleged, and what I believe to be, have been sexual abuse at his hands and other people's hands. And I wrote a song about that, and he was really interested in how through instrumental music I wanted to convey a feeling, a thought, a moment in time. So he encouraged me a lot to keep working on these things. And to backtrack a little bit, I had released one song that ideally was just going to be handpan and maybe an 808 drum machine. And the person that really got me into believing musically and expanding my musical world in that sense was Chase Foster, is Chase Foster, who is a music director of the Jonas Brothers and Nick Jonas, who I've worked with for many years now. And I had released that single, and then I was like, well, why not? Why do I not try to put down stuff that I'm really into at the moment? And that's how Hippocampus was created. The first song on the record, called When Motives Become Elusive, which was a title inspired by Mindhunter, the TV show, I had written it the second, it was that sort of the second song that I ever wrote on the handpan, after what became the first song that I released called Chasing Shibuya. But this song had a special meaning for me, and I really, really liked it, and it had a vibe, same with the other song. So I decided to lay it down, or wanted it to be a part of this project somehow, some way. But anyhow, Ryan and I connected, and we decided to have him bring his remote recording gear to my house, to my living room. And he did, and we spent an entire day recording and recording and recording a bunch of ideas. And I had all these little videos on my Instagram page, and I would watch the videos and rewatch them and try to connect ideas and songs. And it was really, really awesome. And his gear was outstanding, and I was able to re-record a bunch of stuff. And I played drums. I played the handpan. I played just a tiny bit of percussion. I was trying to stay away from anything having to do with real percussion, to be quite honest with you, because it's what I do for a living. And I did a bunch of guitars, electric and acoustic. I did a bunch of bass, some keyboard programming. He did most of it, and all the keyboards, he did it as well. And then later on, I had my buddy Mark Raggio play the rhythm guitar on Hippocampus, and I asked also my good friend Max Bernstein, to play the solo in Hippocampus, because he also connected with the story, him being a very politically active and politically conscious person who shares a lot of my political views. So that was really, really important for me to do. And then that was sort of the first song we focused on and we worked on for a long, long, long time, many mixes, many notes here and there. And then we took sort of other songs that we had recorded and started discarding them and not paying attention to them. And then sort of through matching and mixing all these other things, we came up with what was the second song I released, called Conquering Monsters. That the original title was Hopper, because I wrote it inspired by Stranger Things and the whole synth wave thing. And so that was pretty cool for me to see how it all took shape and the parts that we chose, and how there is somewhat of a Demogorgon quote in the music, and in sort of the bridge or the C section all the time, or the B section, or whatever, however you want to think about it. So overall, it's been very, very interesting to see, and to have my sister help me with the artwork, and just trying to be as conceptual as possible. And, you know, the cool thing about nowadays is that there are no rules, and I don't need to follow the rules of, let's just say, a pop artist or somebody that wants to break into a specific scene with releasing it this day and following this trend and, you know, what this person says that I should do and so on and so forth. It's been a very organic and natural thing. And it's one of those processes that I enjoy, and then I trust the process, and I trust that the people that want to hear it will hear it and I'm not trying to make it reach as many people as possible, because that's not sort of what this music is about, especially instrumental, experimental, synth wavy, rockish stuff. So the whole sort of moral to this story is that I've wanted to do this for a long time, but I had no idea how, why, or if I would be ever capable of doing it. And I'm here to tell you that if I can do it, again, as cheesy as it sounds, so can you. You just have to fasten your seatbelt, put your head down, whatever metaphor you want to think about, and just get it done and write and trust that you're doing something well. And also, do not be afraid to ask for help and reach out to somebody that helps you. In this case, Ryan helped me produce the whole thing, and he was the mastermind behind a lot of it. And I'm so happy to have worked with him, and he understood what it was about. And I love working with producers, and I've been very fortunate to work with really good ones through the years. But this was different. This was like my own project, and it's really interesting to see how your ego becomes so attached to certain things in the process of whole demoitis and being exhausted and not hearing certain things that, or you miss certain things because you hear one song so many freaking times you just overlook it, and so on and so forth. But it's a beautiful process that I encourage you to take on. And if you have any questions or you need any tips or pointers, or you want to vent about this whole thing, let me know. I'm here to be your champion. Thank you so much for listening. This was the Music Mentor Podcast.